This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. British lawmakers have rejected Prime Minister Boris Johnson's request for an election before the country's scheduled departure from the European Union next month.
The ayes to the right, 293. The noes to the left, 46. So the ayes have it. The ayes have it.
That's the Speaker for the House of Commons, John Bercow. A total of 293 of the 650 House of Commons members backed the proposal. That was well short of the two-thirds majority needed. Opposition lawmakers voted against the measure or abstained. Johnson wanted a snap election on October 15th, 2 weeks before the scheduled October 31st date for Brexit, but opposition parties said they wouldn't support an election until Britain had secured a delay to the Brexit date to ensure the country does not crash out of the bloc without a deal. The Prime Minister, never at a loss for words, expressed his frustration at the vote.
I earlier urged the House to trust the people, but once again the opposition think they know better. They want the British Prime Minister to go to a vital negotiation without the power to walk away. They want to delay Brexit yet again.
Israel has revealed what it says is a secret Iranian nuclear weapons development site. In a televised presentation at Israel's foreign ministry on Monday, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu showed what he said were satellite images and map coordinates of this nuclear site in central Iran. Netanyahu said the information came from nuclear archives that Israeli agents had stolen from Iran's capital, Tehran, in early 2018. He said Iran used the site to conduct experiments to develop nuclear weapons. The prime minister did not elaborate. Iran long has insisted its nuclear ambitions are peaceful. From the News Center in Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. A report from the New York Times says the U.S. Commerce Secretary threatened to fire political appointees at the National Weather Service for contradicting U.S. President Donald Trump, who said 2 weeks ago that Hurricane Dorian was headed for the U.S. state of Alabama. A very early forecast map showed that to be a possibility, but all revised forecasts said the state would see no impact from the storm. Trump sent out several tweets insisting Alabama would be hit. The National Weather Service office in Birmingham, Alabama, tweeted a contradiction. The report says Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross called the acting chief of the agency overseeing the National Weather Service and ordered him to repair the damage. On Friday, the agency in charge of the Weather Service issued an unsigned press statement criticizing the Birmingham office for contradicting Trump. It also disavowed forecasts showing that Alabama would be safe. There's been no comment yet from the White House or the Commerce Department on that report. But Paul Schlatter, the president of the National Weather Association, told the AP on Monday it's wrong for its head or its overseeing agency to issue that press release.
It felt like it was coming against operational meteorology. That what we do is we make the forecast, we message what those impacts are going to be to the best of our abilities in a way that decision makers can make decisions. And it felt like that was being questioned when the office in Birmingham was just trying to relay that there wasn't any real threat to the citizens of Alabama.
Meanwhile, cleanup continues in the Bahamas Islands from Hurricane Dorian, which struck the hardest in that area last week. The death toll is currently at 45, but expected to rise. Emergency worker Joseph Hillhouse of Florida Urban Search and Rescue said his team is expecting more bodies to be found as they comb through the debris on Abaco Island.
Based off of our sample, I would say yes. So, you know, we've probably hit at most one-tenth of this area, and we so far we have we found five human remains. So I would say based off of our sample size, we're going to see more.
And President Trump is denying he overruled his advisor on another issue in scheduling talks with the Taliban at Camp David, which he abruptly canceled this weekend. Trump said he consulted his advisors neither on scheduling the meeting nor on canceling it, which he did after the Taliban carried out an attack last Thursday in Kabul that killed a U.S. Army soldier and 11 other people. Trump told reporters Monday it was his idea to schedule the meeting, his idea to cancel it. The vice president tweeted his support on Monday and said media outlets had not contacted his office before writing that story. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.
It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up.